Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Elaine in the Tax Quips forum, who tells us, I have a client that's retiring now at age 55. He will receive $185,000 worth of deferred compensation. However, the company will withhold $111,000 for lifetime medical insurance for him. Can the entire $111,000 be deducted in the year paid? Well, Elaine, wow. I mean, really, really wow. Who knows if the insurance company is still going to be in business for his whole life? This is so not cool. Your client is having to pay the premiums himself? Then why pay it all up front? If it's not too late, advise your client to rethink this arrangement. Why shouldn't he use the money during his lifetime and just pay his few thousand dollars each year? The fact is, he's really only getting $75,000 or so, yet this increases his AGI needlessly, and it probably puts him into the alternative minimum tax bracket needlessly. Even IRS won't let you deduct a lifetime's worth of premiums all at once. You'll have to amortize them each year. Look at Publication 502 and scroll down to prepaid insurance premiums. The only justification I can see for the prepaid premiums is they're part of some kind of pre-tax plan that will reduce the client's taxable income. See if that's what it is. Then you won't need to worry about deducting the premiums. But even if that's the case, he's still better off with the money and getting the special COBRA credit for 18 months or so, whatever the limit is, and paying the full premium afterwards each year with the money he's banked. I hope you can catch this before the client gets the short end of the stick, unless I'm missing something. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about prepaid expenses and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.